hope you did Chazara. So we have to decide when we're having the Bechina. So we should speak to Benji Leibowitz and decide whether we want it Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, sometimes it's difficult after Purim. So tell Benji what you think, and then we'll start signing up. Okay, I made this packet on Parsha Zohar, and I want to spend, I don't think we'll finish it today, tomorrow, and then there'll be a Purim packet and a Parsha's Tzav packet, and there's a lot to do. And I hope you are doing Chazara. That's okay. The Pasuk says, Zohar es asher asolucha amolek v'derech v'tzeis chanim tzrayim. So basically, we have to understand what is the mitzvah of Zohar. Where it's, if you just read the Chumash, one could think, just remember. You know, just think about it, remember, and that's sufficient. But we know that our minhag is that we that we read it from a Sefer Torah once a year. So the question is, that idea that we read it from a Sefer Torah once a year, is that a din daraisa? Well, I mean, daraisa, as long as you think about it while you're going to sleep or something like that, that's good enough. The fact that we have a public kriya with a minyan, with a Sefer Torah, is that necessary or not? So, so there is a Gemara in Megillah on Yud Ches Amud Aleph on page 3. This is Menono Abba Rava Asya Zechira Zechira. Siv Hacha Vayomim Ha'elin Iskarim. Pasuk says Vayomim Ha'elin Iskarim V'nasim. V'chsiv Hasim K'sov Zoz Zikarim B'Sefer. Now, if you'll take a look, you have a Chumash for me? Shmos and Zayin? Okay, got it, we got it. It says, "Vayom Hashem Moshe k'sov zol zikaron b'sefer, v'sim bo zvei Yeshua ki mocha emcha azecha amolek mitachas hashamayim." So this is talking about Mechias HaMolek. And it says, K'sov zo zikaron b'sefer. So you see that zikaron is not just time to remember, but it's zikaron b'sefer. So, and by Megillah, in other words, first, you see, this Gemara in Megillah is concerned to understand how do you know that Megillah Esther, you have to read it from a scroll, from a parchment. So the pasuk says, "Vayomim Eilin Niskarim," that the story of Purim is Niskarim. "Uksiv Hasam K'sov Zov Zikarim B'Sefer." Malaholon B'Sefer Afkan B'Sefer. So you see that Megillah Esther by Purim has to be B'Sefer. So the Gemara says, "My." We made the high zechira kriyahi. Dil me'iyun be'alma. How do you know it's Kriya? Maybe it just means to look in the Sefer and contemplate. Lo saltak daitach. The Tanya Zachor Yochol Belev. Kshe Omer lo tishka chare shikha salev amor. Hamani mekayim Zachor bepeh. That Zachor, because since it says lo sishkach, so lo sishkach means what? Belev. So Zachor must be bepeh. And Zachor is also besefer. Right? So from this Gemara, we learn out that Zachor is bepeh, and it's also besefer. And the Gemara intertwines the reading of Megillas Esther with the parsha of Zachor, because the raya that Zachor is bepeh is from the pasuk by Amalek, Zachor lo tishkach, and lo tishkach means in your head. So Zachor must be bepeh. And that is the. So that's the source. So it seems from this Gemara, as we'll see some many point out, was this, that Zachor is Asher Asal Lecha Amalek, like Rabbi Berg was saying, should be besefer. Now the question is, do you need a minion? Do you need a minion? Or could you just take out your own Sefer Torah and just read it from there? Or do you have to have it with a minion? So that doesn't say anywhere a minion here at first glance.
That would be your rebuttal.
So we'll see. So let's look in the Sefer HaEshkol on page 4. Kara Megillah al Peh lo yotza. V'nalei atzio zechir zechir. Sifacha yomim ha'ele nizkar v'nasin. Sifasim k'sol zol zikar b'sefer. Ma'al l'holim b'sefer afkan b'sefer. V'lamu li d'hai zechir yudah ba'almo. Lo salka d'aitach. D'kos tziv zohar es asher asolucha molek. Yochel believe Shomer lo sishkach alei believe Amor, mani mikayim zocher bepeh. If you have baser hachi, asik siv ksiva, siv hachem v'tichtov Esther, siv hasem v'yomelhem, baruch b'piv yikra elai imkain hadvarim mani kosev al sefer b'diyok. Lav meim kriyim sefer bepeh elik siv b'diyok. Kamash mulan dakati lo yedinim mikra damolik. V'shamati. Shemata mihai shmeitzah the zechiras amolek nami sefer boy. In other words, even though that Gemara in Megillah is talking about how do you know that Megillah Esther has to be besefer and bepeh, but lachora it comes out that zechiras amolek also has to be besefer and bepeh, because or else. Or else where would we know, you know, the same idea of Zachor. Elohai lo bayi b'sefer. Mikra Megillah nami lo bayi b'sefer. That's Yizchir Yizchir Mir Amalek. Yeah, because it's all connected to Amalek. And Zachor, in other words, so L'chore, if Amalek doesn't need a sefer, so then why should Megillah Esther need a sefer? In other words, the whole source that Megillah Esther needs a sefer is because it says the Lashon Nizkarim, Lashon Zachor. And we learn out from the pasuk by Amalek, "Ksov zol zikar b'sefer," and that's by Amalek. So then, certainly Zachor, which is by Amalek also, and it says Zachor, certainly should be with the sefer. So it can't be worse than Megillah Esther. So the Sefer Eshkol says, you see from here a raya gemura that Zachor has to be bepeh and has to be b'sefer. Now that still doesn't explain. Does it have to be every year? Does it have to be with a minyan? Does it have to be? But it has to be with sefer, and sefer means a scroll, a cloth, not just a printed thing.
Does the Gemara Megillah show any? Does that show if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan?
Well, if it's a pasuk zohar, it's a sher solach malik, is a pasuk in chumash, so the chorot to the raisa.
Then it would almost make the Megillah the
raisa. No, because the Megillah is a pasuk in chumash.
No.
Well, not necessarily. It might. It is a question. It might be midivrei kabbalah or whatever, but it's not necessarily the raisa.
So according to Sefer Rosh Kol, could one have a scroll that just has parsha zohar on it? And that would be a
safer? Oh, so Baruch is asking, what would if you had a scroll that just had Parsha Zohar on it? So Luchar, that's not a safer. Safer means either Brachos, Shmos, you know.
If
safer
means
Brachos
or Shmos, how can
safer
refer to the Megillah?
Because that's one of the Sifrei Tanakh. That's still the safer, right?
According to Sefer Rosh Kol, he also doesn't seem to rule out possibility from reading from if one has a sefer Torah that's possible in another area. That seems fine for reading somewhere else.
I mean. I have to think about that. Yeah.
Is it a sefer Torah, not a shim sefer Torah? You want letters messed up? It would be a sefer Torah.
Okay, so that requires Ian and the halachas of sefer Torah, what's called, you know, well, what's tried if something's missing in the sefer Torah? Is that possible? You know, to what degree does that possible?
Who is the
sefer
Eshkol?
The sefer Eshkol is a Rishon. The Ravid, one of the Ravids, not the same Ravid that was the Rambam, but one of the Kadmonim. Now, if you look at the Rambam on page 5, Hilchos Malachim, Parakhes, Halacha, Hey. Mitzvah's essay, La'abe Zecher Amalek. Shenemar Timcha Zecher Amalek. Mitzvah's essay, Liskor Tomid Masav Haroim V'ar Evosok. In other words, it's a mitzvah to remember Amalek del Ore Evosok. Shenemar Zocha Zecher Zolach Amalek, Piyashmu Lomdu Zocha Bepeh. So Tishkach Belev, Shoshal Shkoch Evoso Visinosu. So from the Rambam, as many Sfarim point out, it's mashma, that as long as you speak about it, that's good enough. The Rambam doesn't say you need midaraisa safer. It just says it has to be bepeh. It's not enough that you think about it, but you have to. So it's mashma of the Rambam, if you talk about Amalek and say we have to destroy Amalek and they're terrible and we have to remember their sin, that's enough midaraisa. Which is different than the Sefer Eshkol, which seemingly implies that midaraisa, it has to be mitoch ha-sefer.
How is it not a contradiction between mitzvah taseh va'aved zecher amalek, to like forget it, to lose it, to destroy the zecher amalek, shenemar timcha zecher amalek, mitzvah taseh liskor, meaning you have a mitzvah taseh to forget it, to destroy and forget about the zecher amalek, and a mitzvah to zocher.
You have to remember Amalek in order to.
How do you do both? How do you destroy the Zecher and remember it at the same time?
In other words, you have to remember in order to have their memory obliterated.
Yep. No, it's maybe it's because I guess we don't know who they are for sure now, but none of this has brought any physical action.
What?
None of this has brought up any physical action towards Amalek.
No, then there's a separate halacha about Bechoma Bamalek. That's a separate thing.
it seems clear from the pasuk itself that what it's telling you to remember and what it's telling you to destroy are two different things. In the beginning it says, remember what Amalek did to you. And in the end it says, Timchet Zecher Amalek. So maybe, those don't seem to be the same thing. Zecher Amalek can be Amalek's like record, like destroying, remembering one incident involving Amalek doesn't contradict being rid of Amalek from within you, being rid of any like mention of Amalek in your books. Another or one of many interpretations that's offered.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I mean, so the Lashon, it may appear contradictory, but once one examines the Lashon, I don't think there's any contradiction between the first pasuk and the last.
Which pasuk?
Between Zecher and Timche, between your Zayin and your Tet, which was suggested.
What he said.
Yeah.
Meaning?
I didn't see the contradiction.
He's just saying that on one hand, if you're remembering, that's different than
the
Rambam said.
Okay.
Let's look now at the Emek Bracha. David Baruch is a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, Rav Ari Pomeranchik. Page 6, okay. So it says the Emek Bracha, Pashta de Talmuda, the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yudches, Asya Zechira Zechira, Masha with the Kriyas Pasha Zohar Havi Daraisa. That the Kriya Pasha Zohar is Daraisa. V'chein das harishonim, v'gam hakriya mitocha sefer Torah, dafka havidaraisa. And l'chora, you need a sefer Torah. K'dom hashom imayit ha'yizchir kriyahu, u'duloka minchas chinuch. He says against the minchas chinuch, we'll have to see what the minchas chinuch says. If you want to take a look, let's, since he says duloka minchas chinuch, let's, and I happen to have the minchas chinuch here, so let's take a look at the minchas chinuch. What page in the minchas chinuch?
Page 11
is the Minchas Chinuch. Yeah, take a look on page 11. I've already pointed out it's this part that we didn't bracket. Shinit Stavinu. The beginning of Tov Reish Gimel. Shin Tavin Luzko Masa also Amalek Yisrael. Uber Baram Per came and welcome Halacha Hey. In the midst of Luzko Bepe. Uber Besifuri Khan. Uber Beshas Dilon. Zocha Yocho Hebelev. Shom and Lotishka Chare Shikha Tzalev Amor. Mani Mekem Zocha Shete Shona Bepicha. Dubalei Shere Yisi Besefer Derech Bekwecha Shikh Shebenolam Zeh. Tefshar Bubalev. Ach Dihi Esev Losaseh. Was maybe the whole thing is belayv. Just because the pasuk says that lotishkach, and that's belayv, doesn't mean that zocher means bepeh. Maybe zocher just means that the mitzvah essay belayv, and lotishkach is mitzvah losase belayv. Emes kain he, the over beessay velosase b'shochech moshkoz v'ram mechaber. Kain yisef b'yodi. Zocher yikhech. Loshon ramba, mitzvah essay, this kotomid nirad b'dvar v'dihim in mitzvah hatmidios. As Mashmah the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to me. Dikhmo Shemon HaRav HaMechav V'akdoba Sefer Begerish Shesha Tzmiyut Midivei HaRav HaMechav Nira Tadai Pamachas Kol Yomav. He says from the Sefer Chinuch, it's Mashmah that maybe as long as you do it once in your life. In other words, how do you know how often you have to do it?
What?
maybe there is, well, yeah, but maybe it could be a mitzvah sase just belay. So, that would be the kiyum. Oh, so b'kitzer, let's go back to the Emek Bracha. So he says the pasha pshat in the Gemara Megillah is that you need a sefer Torah for zachar, and from the Rambam it's mashma that you don't, because he says kriyas pasha zachar and shah hadal pasha is kasa per gugimah mitfilah. Then say the akriyas or kol hashana mashmi didaito the pasha zachar im shah hadal pasha is a fil mitzvah b'fnei atzmah drabbanan eina. Then I'll say the kriya the mitzvah shal kriyas haTorah. Maybe it's not even a mitzvah drabbanan. Maybe it's just part of the kriya that we do during the year. So sidru mikro adal parshas kol shodim ne atamim uvor midimara. But shayin the kriya kol hashana not for me to possess shayin tzarek lachavin latzeis. There was, basically, he wants to say, on one hand, the Pashup Shot in the Gemara is that the Kriyas HaTorah that we do with Shabbos Zohar is a mitzvah daraisa. To do it with a Sefer Torah, it's a mitzvah daraisa. On the other hand, he thinks that maybe according to the Rambam, it's not even a mitzvah drabbanah. Meaning it's not any more mitzvah drabbanah than regular Kriyas HaTorahs. That they made special, Kriyas HaTorah is leading up to Purim and leading up to Pesach and things like that. But that is a special mitzvah. Maybe it's not even a special mitzvah. And the mitzvah is that sometime during the year you should talk about Amalek and think about, talk about Amalek, etc. So now, let's look in the Sifra on Taurus Kohanim on page 8. It says in the Frachinu Omer Zachars Yom Hashanus L'Kadsha Yochol Belibcha Shehu Omer Shomar Harishmir Slev Amur. Pasuk says Shomar V'Zachar. So Shomar is Belay. So what Zachar? Bepeh. And Minan Mimakayim Zachar Shitehei Shone Bepicha. So the Torah's Kodim says Shitehei Shone Bepicha. So look, Hainu Omer Zahar Al Tishkach Hashem Sapta Hashem Lokech Amidbar Yechol Bivlimcha Shul Omer Al Tishkach Hashichas Leiv Amur Mani Mikayim Zachar Shtei Shonu B'Picha Hainu Omer Zahar Hashem Tzalcha Hashem Lokech Amiriam Yechol Bivlimcha So, what does that mean? So, you see that the Taurus Kodim says, similar to the Gemara, that has to be prepared. But what's the Lashon Shone B'Picha? Shone means what? It doesn't say Kore B'Picha. Shone B'Picha. So, look at the Raivit here, in the bottom. Shone B'Picha Perish Hilchus Shabbos. The word Zochas Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho means you should learn on Hilchus Shabbos. Zochas Hashem Selcha Mufar Mitzayim Shetishon Ficha Zichron Umol Shetishon Ficha Hilchos Megillah. The Maravid says, Shona b'ficha Hilchos Megillah. You should say out Hilchos Megillah. That's what it means, Zohar Sasher Solachal Malik. So that's a whole totally different thing. That there's a mitzvah, maybe a mitzvah d'oraisa, to learn Hilchos Megillah. Because the Hilchos Megillah are connected with a Malik. So then, as Sfarim pointed out, it has nothing to do with reading Parsha Zohar. In other words, the Shona b'ficha. Right, Baal HaLachos Gedolos counts Kriyas HaMegillah as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So maybe that's connected. Maybe if you want to say it counts it, maybe it's... okay, not bad. Possibility. Right. Now, it could be the Pashup Shad in the Baal HaLachos Gedolos is that he includes mitzvahs to Rabbanan, the 613, because they were Nemra B'Sinai, that the Kimu Mashikim, the authority was given at Sinai for these. But you could say like what you're saying also. And look at the Rash now. Which halachas?
When he's saying that the Zohar means he's learning it out from you have to say
Right.
So in order for Hilchos Megillah to have such a status, Hilchos Purim to have such a status, Hilchos Megillah should be in the Arayis as well.
Right, so that could be... Right. So it could be, you could say, like we'll see some say that since the Megillah is in Tanakh, that says it didn't love Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah is Gittin Divrei Torah, in other words, the Rabbanans that are not in Tanakh are a lower level. The Rabbanans that are in Tanakh, we call that Divrei Kabbalah. So Megillah's Esther is in Tanakh, so that could be, have a higher status. Okay, let's look at the Rash here, once we have the page open here. Haramani Mikhaim Zohar Shadeh Shona B'Picha Teh Shona B'Picha Tocha Shabbos Zohar Es Hashem Tzavta B'Masa Egel Shadeh Shona B'Picha Hilchas Avar Zohar Zohar Es Hashem Tzal Amohoi Shadeh Shona B'Picha Hilchas Megillah. So he says the same thing in Rivet Inami Yom Shinandam L'Venecha Shetik V'Zvonim V'Ez Korah B'Torah B'Chol Eilu Ha'inyonim. So the Rash has two pshatim. One pshat is like the Rivet said, that Shona B'Picha means you should learn Hilchos Megillah. But the other pshat he learns is Shona B'Picha, that you should be Korei B'Torah. So that would be similar to what the Emek Bracha says based on the Gemara, that Zohar means B'Sefer. Zohar means B'Sefer. Reading the Megillah itself should satisfy.
Right.
What?
This satisfies the idea of self-censorship of the part of self, not just reading the link to the halachas. Right?
Right. So why does the Ravid say Hilchas Megillah? Let's now just look in the Ramban al Torah how he says it. Zocher es asher zolcha amolik vayzkarti hamedrash shadoshu bo besifra yochol belibcha shomer lo tishka harishikha shalev amura mani mikhem zocher shtei shonu bepicha chem zichififi zocher es asher zolcha amolik bepe lo tishka belev. Lo yadati mahi hazchira hazu bepe. So the Ramban says, I don't know what the zchira is. Im leimosh hanikra parshat hamolok b'tzibur, is it that? In other words, he says he's not sure. Maybe it means, well, to read parshat Zachar b'tzibur. In Seilim v'deim min haTorah, parshat Zachar, we have some smach l'mikra b'gilim min haTorah. Nochem b'einai shu lo mar shalo tishkach masha osa lono amolek. That we shouldn't forget what Amalek did to us. And she nimcha es shemo mitachas shemayim. When the saper zeh lebaneinu udoroseinu lo mohem kachos olonu harosha. Kach tzavinu limchos es shemo. In other words, nochon beina, he says, in other words, he suggests first maybe it means to read the parsha from a cloth. And then he says no, but he thinks more correctly it just means to tell over your children the story. And they should tell over their for not, and that's all that's needed midaraisa. Again, midrabanon or al kriyas haTorah, we have dal parshas, but that does not necessarily a daraisa. That's what the Ramban is saying. And then Maisa Miriam, it says Zohar Sasha Savin Lodil Vanenu Sapir Balor Safishahya Royal Astiro. It was the Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. So you should remember that, so you should tell that to your children. So they'll know how grave a sin Lashon Hara is.
Perhaps what we're saying, and maybe just to answer the Kriya Parshas Zohar is a cube of the Mitzvah Doraisa Experience of Moshe, but it's not apparently itself.
So what do you want to say?
Gains a derisive level by being the kind of derisive of Kriya Fenarim about being the kind of Fenarim through the
Kriya. Right, so, but he doesn't say that you have to. Ramban is clearly saying that you don't have to do it through. So first he says, does it mean to read Kriya Parshas Amol B'Tzibur? And then he says, no, he doesn't think it means that. Nochem Beinai, not that. So we have a whole bunch of Rishonim that seemingly, as Rabbi Blaz pointed out, that seemingly hold that Kriyas Parsha Zohar on Shabbos Zohar is not necessarily a Daraisa. Right? The Emek Bracha says the Rambam seemingly holds that way, the Ramban seemingly holds that way. And then you have the others, like the Eshkol, and what the Emek Bracha says after simple trot in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches seemingly holds its derisa.
But no one says it's mefurash derabanan. People say it's mefurash derisa, but no one says it's mefurash derabanan.
One second. And just take just one more look in the Sefer Chinuch itself on page 12. And if you never did it, so it's mashma, that's what we said before. It's mashma, who did we say that from the David Bracha pointed this out? That's mashma, it's only once in a lifetime thing? Who pointed that out? Well, this is the same thing. Who pointed out that that's what this. Okay, but that's what the Sefer Chinuch seemingly says. So the Sefer Chinuch also is mashma that it's not necessarily mitzvah essay what we do every, because it's a funny type of thing. Mehechi teisi, that should be once a year, this mitzvah. You know, there's a famous Chasam Sofer. Take a look, now that we mentioned it. And there's Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Maram Shik. Take a look. Either read it once in a lifetime. Discuss what happened, what Amalek did. And if you didn't do it once in your lifetime, then you mevatel a mitzvah.
Only once in a lifetime.
He says, because if you went through your life and you didn't do it, then you mevatel a mitzvah. That's it. Zoo. Yeah. What page? 26. Please look on page 26. Os Beis. You see on the left column, Os Beis. The mitzvah zu anu mechuyovim likros b'tzibur pamachas b'shana. Tam rinu perke el mitzvah z'davei le mishtachachas b'yud Beis Chodesh. But something is forgotten about. It takes 12 months to forget about something. You know, a mace. As we say, if somebody dies, it takes 12 months to. Obviously, it's never forgotten, but 12 months to the sheer shikcha. You can't see Salana Torah Shalot Tishkach. So, Mamela, every 12 months, you have to. So, we shouldn't forget a month. So, if we speak about it once a year, so then we'll remember it for 12 months, and then after 12 months we need to recharge our memories, so we read it again. What about a leap year? So it's going to be more than 12 months. Right? Like this year, it's already, till we get to Zohar, it's going to be the 13th month. So the Chasam Sofer ends that in a Chanami, that in a leap year, he has Kavana in Parshas Kitetze, in the summer. I mean, last summer. Chasam Sofer would have had Kavana last summer to be Yotze, because since it's going to be too much of a gap between last year and this year. But that's the so that it's once a year. In other words, the question is, why should it be once a year? Like Rav Schechter said over from the Stipler, that whenever the Torah gives a mitzvah, and it doesn't say how often you should do the mitzvah, like Birkas Kohanim, like Tefillin, like things like that, so we assume it's once a day, every day. So here, the Torah doesn't say how often Zohar, so maybe it should be every day. We should think about it once a day, every day. So what's this idea that it's once a year? So the Maram Shik says from the Chasam Sofer, Shik brings down here that because Shia Shikha is Yud Beis Chodesh, so Mamela, once a year you have to say it over. Right, so we're going to have a separate discussion to see whether you yotze with the Kriya. Right, so okay, so that's what we're going to have to see. What's the lacking? That's the discussion we'll get to. What's lacking in Shmos that we have there? Okay, so at least today we discussed the Machlokas, that from the Gemara's Mashma that even the Kriya is Daraisa. But the Rambam is Mashma that it's not Daraisa, the Ramban also. And then how often? Is it once a lifetime? Is it once every year? And Bez Hashem tomorrow will continue.